This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. We are now on the show, small technical hiccup there, and listening to what God has in store for you. I'm Terry Honey, your host here on Couples of Destiny today, speaking on the Proverbs 31 woman of strength, the woman with strategy and sacred influence. Well, it's International Women's Day coming up, and I just sensed in my spirit that it's time for the Proverbs 31 woman to step out, you know, because this is Couples of Destiny, where love is strengthened, faith is deepened, and marriages are equipped to walk in purpose together. Because when two hearts follow God, destiny unfolds. Isn't that amazing? Well, you know, this week is week 10 of the 53 weeks of 2026. It's very rarely we get 53 weeks, because when we're going according to the calendar, the week started Monday, the 29th, December 2025, and week 53 actually starts on Monday, December the 28th, 2026. So this is why we have 53 weeks this year. So isn't that amazing? You know, this is a time, a year that there is going to be fresh starts. It's a year of bold moves, and someone has to make bold moves after listening to today's special broadcast. Come on, I want you to invite your friends today, because we are celebrating women, not just as a trend, not as a hashtag, but as a divine design by the Lord, this Proverbs 31 woman. But let us listen to Jeremy Camp as he sings The Answer. And we'll dig right into the topic. Well, there you have it, family, from the word to your heart. And today, as I said, we're speaking about the Proverbs 31 woman. Come on, ladies, jump online and bring your husband to come and listen alongside you, or listen on the broadcast later tonight on live stream. So the Proverbs 31:25 says, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. I want to unpack this for us today, because what this actually means for wives is that wives, also for single women, what it also means to mothers, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You know, she is built with strength, not with stress, because stress is not from the Lord. Okay, strength is built in private. And I remember a time in my life, you know, where I felt stretched in every direction, ministry responsibilities, family needs, and there were financial pressures and leadership decisions. Everything had to be done all at once. Is somebody out there that can witness with that? So from the outside, people would say, wow, you are so strong. But on the inside, I didn't always feel strong. So one morning, before anyone else was awake, I sat quietly with my Bible open, no microphone, no audience, no applause, just me and the Lord. And I remember thinking, strength isn't noise. Strength is being rooted. So my sisters and brothers today, on that day, I realized something powerful. And may you experience that in your quiet time with the Lord. Just cut off all the noise around you, because the Proverbs 31 woman is not strong because she is busy. She's strong because she's anchored. And when we are anchored in Christ, that is where our strength is not the absence of pressure. It is the presence of God in the pressure. And I want to encourage someone out there today. When people say you're strong, it's simply this, that you're being rooted and anchored because of this. You know, in verse 25, it says she laughs at the days to come. Why? Because the confidence is not in the circumstances. Her confidence is in her covenant with God. You know, I find myself leaning into God when I don't know what to do. I'll say, Holy Spirit, I need to hear your voice before I make a decision, before I say anything or do anything in haste or run ahead of you, God. I want to work with God. I don't want to run ahead of him. I don't know about you. Sometimes we find we're running around and so busy, and we say, oh my goodness, is God even here? Is he in this, you know? But he is with us always. So if you feel stretched today, it doesn't mean that you are failing. It could mean that you are being fortified. And what I'm saying here is that in 1 Samuel 26 specifically, I love the scripture. The Lord said to Samuel, "Don't be impressed by his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." God does not view things the way we do, the way men do. And men, don't view appearance by what you see, because don't be deceived by the trapping of the wrappings. Because people look on the outward appearance in the scripture, it says in verse 7, but the Lord looks at the heart. So as I mentioned earlier in the opening, many women have this, wear this facade, or they have this mask that they're wearing of portraying a Proverbs 31 woman. But back at the ranch, they are the ones who are cursing, they are moaning and complaining, and they are the ones that are just having a terrible heart toward other people. You know, so we're asking, and I'm bringing this to the woman and the men today to make you understand that sometimes when life feels heavy, the pressure is really real. You know, it may not be punishment, it's a preparation. When we find the pressure, just know that that is where God is preparing you. He's preparing our character. Like this woman in Proverbs 31, she has so many beautiful characteristics. You know, we can do all of these beautiful things, but if we don't carry this virtue of this Proverbs 31 woman, then we are not really there. I know you may think about, oh, well, I don't always have my dinner table ready at 6 p.m. or whatever the time you have dinner, or my house doesn't look like a Pinterest board, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's okay. God's grace is sufficient. That is just how you roll. You know, as long as you are portraying and being that person from the inside, because God is looking into the heart. I love the other scripture in 2 Chronicles as well, where it says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the earth, seeking those hearts who are upright toward him. And this is what the Lord seeks. He doesn't want us to seek after position or title or what we're wearing or having all these bougie things. He is seeking after the heart. He doesn't deny us that, but he's saying, what is coming out of your heart? You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs said, the heart is deceitful above all things. It is mortally sick. It is wicked. Who can know it? But the Lord knows. He knows us from the inside out. And this is why he works on the inside. He wants to work in our hearts today. I don't know what is settled in your hearts today. But woman, when it feels like the pressure is so heavy, this is where God wants to fortify you. He says it's like an iron being strengthened in fire, and a wall is reinforced before the storm. So your inner life is being built stronger. When you're in that storm, when you're in that challenge, God is teaching you something. So whatever challenge you face today, these are the ones that are shaping courage within you. Wisdom, it's shaping resilience. So what feels like a difficult season may actually be the Lord's hand sovereignly. God is guiding and strengthening your foundation so that you can stand when others are falling around you. So listen, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. You are walking through this being fortified as you walk through for your purpose that is lying ahead of you. What you're going through now is preparing you for where God is taking you. Amen. I was sharing with the ladies yesterday that while I was in my time in Madagascar, just before the cyclone hit and devastated the entire town where we were, it was the Lord was sending me to strengthen the hearts of the people. And this is what he does. And Isaiah 41 reminds us, it says, do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and uphold you with my righteous right hand. So why do we worry when we have this faith in God, a God who is all-knowing, omnipotent, omniscient, always having his eyes on us? We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. And I'm grateful to God that he could use me as an instrument to bring hope and to bring strength and to speak into the lives of these people, to fortify them in the time when I was in Madagascar. They need that right now as you pray and continue to pray for them. So Proverbs 31:17 says, she sets her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. Is there anyone out there today that can say, amen, I need this word. I need to understand and know how to flow as a woman of substance, as a woman of valor, a woman of virtue. This Proverbs 31 woman. There's a lady in my group that many years ago we had this teaching in our home cell for the woman. And she said, no, Pastor, I cannot. I don't want to do this. This is a woman that I can never attain to. I can never have these qualities and characteristics. It's too much. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a progressive learning. It's a progressive thing. You've got to work at it day by day as you go. So as she goes about her work, her arms are strong for her tasks. So what I'm saying is strength is spiritual before it is physical. And being anchored internally is knowing who God is. So you heard that woman's strength comes from her wisdom, not from being busy. All right, so this Proverbs 31 woman is not a to-do list. It's a character portrait. God is busy building character because she's the one who is disciplined and intentional and a God-fearing woman. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So be that kind of woman today as you lean into God. He's saying, come on, I want to serenade you today. I want to fortify you today. I want to strengthen you today. So just allow him and just relax today as you preparing for lunch or taking lunch, whatever you're doing. Just relax and let the Lord minister to you while we listen to Ryan Ellis singing Heart of the Father.
Passion for purpose and people. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. From the word to your heart.
Wow, there we are, family, and back here with the Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, I know this is a very controversial topic, I could say, or very intense, and I'm just unpacking it for those who are really, those who desire to just press into more what God has for you. You know, when we get born again, when we first got saved, we wanted everything from the, we wanted to know it all. We wanted to walk in everything that he had available for us. I don't know about you, but I wanted all the gifts of the Spirit to flow from me. I wanted all the fruit of the Spirit to be more evident in my life. And I just longed for more Holy Spirit. You know, when you read the Word of God, it's like the sweetest thing you could ever chew up. You know, I always say the Bible is so yummy. The Scripture is so yummy. Each day it's like a new recipe coming out for me, you know. And walking with God and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of God is so, so important for us as His children. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So let us hear His voice. You know, I've always seen pastors and preachers talking about God and prophesying things. And I wanted to know how they did that, and I started studying the Word of God. We know that we can also know God's voice and hear His voice the more we spend time in His Word, because His Word is His voice. It's Him speaking to us. When people speak to us, they also confirm what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Amen. So this Proverbs 31:30, we're in verse 30 now, where it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know, the strength that shows itself in many, many different ways, depending on the space that she's standing in. When you stand in the strength of this kind of woman, where charm might be deceitful, but she knows that she can stand with in her marriage and not control with dominance. Many women want to dominate their marriage, their relationship, their partners, their children, and just people around them. We know of different temperament styles and personality styles. Yes, we're aware of it. And you need to know what your partner's personality style is as well, so that you can know what and how to respond. And this is how God is leading us here today to get into the space where he's saying, listen, my child, I want you to hear me today in this message of the Proverbs 31 woman. It may be difficult for some of you, but he's saying that the strength of the woman in marriage, it means that she has this kind of stability. So a strong wife becomes a place of peace, a place of wisdom and support in the home. She doesn't create storms. So stop creating storms in your home or looking for places to argue. She helps calm the storm. She's basically the peacemaker. There are times that it's the other way around, when the man is the peacemaker, or you find one of your children is a peacemaker. But her strength shows in a way that she remains committed, prayerful, and faithful even when seasons shift. Now, seasons shift in our lives, probably daily for some of us, but it shifts. It doesn't always stay the same. I mean, I was shocked to, we celebrated our anniversary on Sunday, our wedding anniversary, and I was shocked. It was raining and it was cold, and I'm like, oh Lord, when we got married, it was a beautiful day, and every year it's just been beautiful. And this is the first year where it was a little bit overcast and a little bit of rain. But I said to my husband, we need to be ready to shift. You know, this is a time where the shaking is happening, and God is waiting for us to make those bold moves. So whatever you do, woman of God, when your strength shows up, it will remain committed to God. So she becomes a stabilizing force for her husband and her family. So Proverbs 31:11-12 says that her husband has full confidence in her. She brings him good and no harm all the days of her life. Are you bringing your husband good? Are you praising him in the gates? Are you doing him no harm? Are you doing him good? Well, you may not have done that. And if you haven't, ask the Lord how you can fix that. And many times the change has to happen within us. We got to say, Lord, here I am. Change me so I can make a change where I'm going and what I'm doing with you. Amen. So this is what a strength looks like for a woman of strength. That's in my opinion. She's the one that guards the home in unity. She wants to keep the unity. She's the one that wants to speak life rather than tearing others down around her. And she stands beside her husband in purpose, stands beside him. And men, let your woman stand alongside of you, not behind you. I know some cultures have the woman walking behind them or in front of them or not walking with them at all. But in our 21st century lives, we want to hold hands, we want to hug, and we want to walk alongside our spouses because love is beautiful. Show it, you know. Show others that your love is real. And then she's the one that also remains anchored when circumstances change. This is what the strength of a Proverbs 31 woman looks like. So I'm not making anyone feel that they are not worth this woman, that they are not going to reach these goals, or they're never going to accomplish what she has accomplished. But when you be standing this kind of stability in your home, it just brings a safe harbor. You know, it's not a battlefield. And in business, this kind of strength means consistency. When you're running a business or you're running an NGO or a ministry, whatever it is you do, run it with alongside the Lord, because this woman, she wants to be consistent. She's described as a woman of enterprise and diligence in verse 16, Proverbs 31:16. It says, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Her strength in business is not rushing about after every opportunity that is out there. She is consistent. And this is what I'm saying with being consistent, because when you show up, even when you are not motivated, sometimes we need to motivation comes from self. I can't get other people to motivate me. They can inspire me or encourage me, but motivation comes from within. And this is why there are the six things to do before breakfast, so that you can move in with God for what he has for you for the day. And the first one really is just worship. Just worshiping Him, praying, and spending time in His presence right before you're doing your exercise and all those kind of things. So showing up when your motivation is low. And stewardship. Steward your resources wisely. Don't be foolish and be spendthrift and say, oh, tomorrow will see to itself. We need to use wisdom, because building steadily, rather chasing quick success, is where a lot of people fall. They want everything to happen instantaneously. You know, we have this young generation that living in instant gratification. Everything must happen right here and right now, like AI, you know, which is a bonus, a benefit for all of us. But we need to build steadily rather than chasing quick success. And also this woman, what I mean here with consistency is to maintain integrity in every transaction. We cannot lie. We cannot bring false hope. So make sure that your transactions are honest and with integrity. God looks at the heart that is full of integrity. Let's not let the word of God be to no effect. You know, let us work in what God wants us. Because when she influences people, successes are not built in a moment. They are also built in faithful repetition over time. This is where consistency turns small daily actions into lasting impact. So when she walks in ministry, the same thing. Her strength in ministry means that we've got to be obedient. We've got to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have got to have an Eli in our lives. You know, we've got to have someone that we will go to and say, did I hear correctly? Are you sure that God is telling me the right thing? We need to have someone that we are accountable to, someone that we can go to. You know, who is your go-to person? Do you have a spiritual oversight, someone whom you can trust to share your things with, you know, because consistency turns small daily actions into lasting impact. So in ministry, this obedient woman in Proverbs 31, she lives with reverence for the Lord, and she also fears the Lord. The Bible says a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Come on, Proverbs 31, verse 30. So her strength is seen in her willingness to just listen for God's direction in everything. And to follow even when the path is unclear. When it doesn't seem like it's going to work, I'm like, God, many times I had to make a decision. I had to go with God, and we don't have it right always. It's not always that we hear God's voice and think it's Him. But we see the fruit in that what we are doing, it succeeded. Then we know, yes, we heard God, right? Isn't that how it works? I don't know about you, but I made a few mistakes where I thought it was God. And eventually, the more I did it, the more I knew what His voice sounded like, because I know this is God. Yes, I'm going to do it. And then I jump in boots and all, and God just causes that to flourish. So she follows even when the path is unclear, serves faithfully, whether she's seen or unseen. This woman doesn't need any accolades. She doesn't have to be noticed. You know, sometimes she's a woman that works behind the scene, but she's one of those kind of women that remains surrendered to God's will. And it's God's will for us today, women and men, to surrender to His will for us in our marriage, in our ministry, in our business. So let us go to a song by Blanca singing, Even at the Worst. Well, family, listeners out there, I'm so happy to see you online. And Myrtle says, amen, amen, Myrtle. Thank you for that amen. So let's get into the strategy of this woman. You know, she's very strategic in what she does. And I want to hear from you if you're listening to this on the replay. Let me know what you feel is important to you as a woman, a Proverbs 31 woman. Have this conversation with us so that we can know that we're giving you the content that you need to live a life intentionally for the Lord. I always love this word intentional, because I think this year God wants all of us, couples, singles, business people, ministry, everyone, to be intentional. It is such a big word, because God was intentional about us. That is why he sent Jesus. He knew that we needed help. We needed a savior. We needed someone to help us through this time. You know, humans are just fickle, you know, and some of them really, so we needed help. I needed help because I was going down the wrong path. And when Jesus found me, I always use this analogy, use this example, you know, I was like this dirty kitten lying in the gutter, and he picked me up by the scruff of my neck, and he looked at me and he says, "Oh, you might look dirty now and full of mud and all of that, but I'll clean you up because I have need of you." So you may be sitting there feeling like, "I'm far from this woman. I cannot be all of this that you're saying here, Terry," but God is saying, "Hello, I've got you. I can use you. If you surrender what is in your hands right now, if you surrender what is going on in your heart right now and saying, 'God, take all of this from me. Take this anxiety. Take this pressure. Take this worldly pressure. Take all my fears.'" And say, "God, I don't know how I'm going to make it in my marriage. I don't know how I'm going to make it in my job. I don't know what is around the corner for me because everything looks dark." And God is saying, "I'm right here." Just reach out to him right now and say, "God, come into my life. Jesus, I declare that you are the Son of God, that you died and rose again, and that you are seated in the heavenly places." When you believe and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Bible says you are saved. So get into that place of making things right with God so that he can be your guide. Holy Spirit can be your guide, that you can hear his voice, that he will be your comforter, that he will be the one that will carry you when you're feeling weak. Because in your weakness, he says, he becomes strong in our weakness. Because we know the Father, he knows us, and he knows what we have need of before we even ask. And some of you do not have because you do not ask. And God is waiting on you to ask him whatever you want. If it's according to his will, in alignment with his word, and for your good and his glory, he will grant it unto you. Amen. So let us get back to this woman who was so strategic. She thinks long term. And her example is not out of reach because she knows the value. You know, sometimes our strategy requires courage. We can have all the strategies in the world, but God is saying, "I will give you the courage." In Joshua 1, he encourages Joshua and says, "Joshua, do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous." So God is saying, be strong and courageous today, woman. I once met a woman who started a small home-based business, and she didn't have capital, and she didn't have a big platform either. But when what she had, and I admired this about her, she had discipline. You know, every month she reinvested a portion of what she earned instead of upgrading her lifestyle and getting a better car or buying a bigger house or buying better clothing or better perfume or whatever it is. She didn't upgrade her lifestyle. She reinvested what portion she made as a profit. And, you know, people laughed and said, "Oh, you know," and I used to have that sentiment years ago, you know, "Live life and see good days. Take what you have today. Go travel. Go overseas. Buy what you want to have. Eat what you want to eat. You know, tomorrow it will take care of itself." But we can't be foolish. We can't be foolish, because when people laughed at her, they said she was being too cautious and too slow and too calculated, you know. But years later, this very woman, she's owning property, her business multiplied, and the same people who questioned her are now asking her for advice. Isn't it strange, you know? That is just how life is, you know. Many times, in fact, I think about when I started out and I didn't want to have fancy foods. I didn't want to do certain things. I said, "I want to just take my profit and reinvest it into something else that will grow." You know, it reminds me of the parable of the seed, you know. And this is what Jesus is saying. I've given you gifts and abilities. I've given you what this Proverbs 31 woman has. You can have it too when you apply it every day. Make a decision. Be intentional about how you want to live and what you want to do. So in her marriage, she moves. She prays. You know, she's the one that when strategy looks like saying, when others are spending. Her strategy in her marriage looks like saving when others are spending. Don't spend what you do not have or what you have intended for another purpose. So in family, her strategy looks like building values before building status. Everyone wants to have this status about who I am and what I'm doing. You know, I don't always put out on social media what I'm doing because I want my crown in heaven. I don't need crowns here on earth, and I don't know. It's good for some people to put certain things out there for others to know and invite. That's all good. Everything has its place. But you get those who just continually put everything, they wear their heart on their sleeve. And I want to say, be cautious, you know, because in business, strategy looks like planting seeds before expecting a harvest. And that is what the Proverbs 31 woman does, you know. So in a family, this kind of strategy that this woman has, it will look like building values before building status. I have to repeat that for you today, because status is not important. There are many people that I know that went after status, went after titles. They come and they want to have a title and they cannot fulfill or carry the weight of the title, you know, and then they fail and then they want to blame someone else for their failures and shortcomings. But we can declare this, you know, because God says that you're allowed to build wisely. He says build wisely, and you're allowed to think generationally. You're allowed to create wealth that serves God's purposes. So this woman in verse 16 of the Proverbs 31, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Now that is a bit crazy when you think of it literally, but let me just break it down for you. She's telling us that there's something powerful about this woman of wisdom, considering a field and buying it. I mean, we just all want a farm, don't we? And with the earnings, she plants a vineyard. So notice the pattern. She considers, that means she's evaluating it with wisdom. Then she buys, she's taking action with courage, with faith in God, right? And then she plants. She prepares for a future harvest. She's planting what she wants to see come forth. So this is the rhythm. This is the way that she moves, you know, for a fruitful life. Wisdom before decisions, faith when it's time to act, and wisdom to sow seeds that will bless your tomorrow. So is this the Proverbs 31 woman? Is a businesswoman, a decision maker, an investor? So God is trusting woman with strategy long before society debated her capacity. God has a special place for woman. I know that we have a special place in God's heart, because woman, you might be an entrepreneur, managing home, rebuilding after a divorce or loss. But I want to encourage you. You are allowed to think big. You heard on Philippine's show earlier about these women, how they came out of difficult circumstances. They prayed hard. They fought and had big ideas. And you are allowed to steward wealth. You're allowed to build. And you're allowed to have a healthy marriage. Because vision is shared, decisions are discussed, and growth is mutual. Oh, Corinthia, my friend, all the way there from London, sending greetings and love from the UK. Over time, I've realized it's so important to know your identity in Christ so that you can posture yourself correctly before the Lord when you spend time with Him. So approach Him as a daughter of the Most High, not a sinner. This changes everything. Amen, amen. I love that, my friend. So good to have you online. I think you're an hour or so ahead of us, or are we ahead of you? Not sure now, but praise the Lord for that. Communications. We're going to close off shortly, and I want to release a word over the couples today. But let us listen to Chris Tomlin singing God of the City. What a beautiful song. Greater things are yet to be done in the city. God is expecting bold moves from His people today. And couples, women out there, men out there who are listening today, I pray that this is going to serve you in a way that is worthy of the Lord. This woman is about, it's not about just being polite, it's about being prophetic in our own house, because your words carry weight. They build with confidence, they build with courage, and they build culture. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is in her tongue. Verse 27. So guard your words, build your speech, and nurture with discernment. For the upcoming International Women's Day on Sunday the 8th, we're going to have a wonderful time in our church. I'm gathering the ladies to get into their woman gear on Sunday to have a special celebration as we celebrate International Women's Day. So listeners, I want to encourage you, ask yourself this question: do my words build my spouse? Do my words build my children? Do my words build my team? Do my words build myself? And here I want to just close with Proverbs verse 31. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Men, your wife, your spouse is going to make you who you ought to be in the kingdom of God. Amen. So finally, I want to just pray for those and just thank God for the gift of woman. Father, we thank you, Lord, for wives. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for daughters. We thank you for leaders, entrepreneurs created in your image, Father God, and that are called with purpose. Today, God, I ask that you strengthen every woman under the sound of my voice today. Clothe her with dignity. Restore her confidence and heal every place where comparison, criticism, or culture has tried to diminish her worth. Father, may every home be represented today as they reflect your glory. May every marriage reflect partnership. May every woman rise into the fullness of her calling. And we declare strength over weakness, wisdom over confusion, and favor over every faithful woman in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So until next time on Couples of Destiny, this is Terry Honey. Remember, a strong marriage is not built by perfection, but by two people committed to loving, forgiving, and growing together with God at the center. So keep walking in faith, keep loving with intention, and keep building the destiny God has prepared for you. Until next week, bye now.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.